Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, we're back. 515-605-9373 is the number. This your boy, the Dean. Class is in session, man. We're live in Florida. Guys, if you got any questions, that's what we're here for. Answer any questions, y'all call in. We will also do that. So let me get to one of the first questions that we have. How do you overcome the times you feel down or at a low point? Okay, the man. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I look, my low, okay, I got low, I'm going to tell you what my low points are. I have low points, and I've always had them since I was young. I am very competitive. I am super competitive. I hate fucking losing. Listen, when it comes to, like, I'm a gamer, okay? So I love video games. I'm not good at Call of Duty, so I don't really get mad at Call of Duty because I get my ass killed a lot and shit. So, but when it comes to football, any kind of football. I'm talking about electronic football, electric football. We had the men vibrating on the thing, paper football, Atari 2600, M Network, real sports football, and television football, Coleco football, 10-yard fight for the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, the Sega Genesis, great football, the Genesis Madden. What else? They had the Joe Montana, the Troy Aikman. They had the Game Day. Any fucking video game football, I am super competitive, and I'm a super competitive Cowboy fan. Those are the only things that keep me down. See, when the Cowboys lose, it fucks with me because I love my team, right? But when it comes to me, okay, the man, I never have low points when it comes to myself and it comes to women. Now, I want to tell you, you're going to have some low. Let me tell you when you're going to begin your low points, okay? And I want to talk to y'all. I hope y'all can understand where I'm coming from. If y'all want to call in, you can. When you begin the process of breaking free from who you are from who you used to be to who you're about to become, is going to give you a series of low points because you're finally going to be at a point where you're breaking free from all the bullshit. You're breaking free from all the people that are holding you back, holding you down. And it is going to give you a lot of low points because there are going to be times where you're going to have to cut off family members because, you know, even though you love them, you got to let them go because they're holding you back. There are going to be times you have to let women go that you really cared about. That, you know what, a low point. Now, and again, I'm going to show you a low point because even with women, okay? And I'm not, listen, please understand this. I'm never saying a man can't hurt when it comes to women, but a man can be in a low point when it comes to women because, you know, hey, there's some women you cut for and there's some women you care about, right? And that's just life. I mean, I'm going to show you some shit, but that's life. Life happens in strange ways where you will fall for or care for somebody, and you are going to have a low point. But even in a low point that a man has, that man will suck it up, even though it may hurt, it may sting. And you're going to go through a lot of low points, guys. You're going to go through a lot of that because you're going to care about a woman. You're going to start to realize, you know what, she ain't shit. Fuck her. I'm going to have to let her go. I mean, I cut for her, I care for her. But I'm going to have to let her go, right? But again, I'm going to show you low points with Bobby Axelrod and your boy Ghost because I want you guys to see what a low point is about. Let me see. Let me get back here. So I want to turn this off, but I want y'all to see what a low point looks like. Two totally different men, but they handle low points different. Matter of fact, I think 24. Oh, I'll bring you in 1 second. So let me see if I can. Let me see if I got this, Bob. Please, let me have this, Bobby. Hold on. Yes, I got Bobby. I got Bobby. I got all right. Oh, I got the Bobby joint. Okay, okay. I'm gonna show you low points, and I'm gonna show you how men handle shit. But first, let me. I'm gonna grab 240. And then once I grab 240, I'm gonna break down Bobby Axelrod and the decisions that men have to make, and then get to a low point, because we're talking low point right now. But I'm going to grab this call real quick before we get into that, so y'all get your crayons out. 240, what's your question, man? What's up, sir? How can I help you?
Hello, is this Steve?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello.
Bro?
Well, first of all, this is just really more like comments. First of all, I don't see why more brothers don't check you out and everything, because you spit the straight up truth and everything and all. We're relatively the same age and everything. And a lot of this stuff, you know, you speak, and I think and all, it's just ingrained in us because we're from a different generation. But one thing you said, a lot of these young boys, they don't know how, like you said, they don't know how to walk away. And also another thing, you know, for women, another thing is this too, and all, you got to focus on what you need to do. And I always told brothers this when I was younger, was this, treat a woman the same way in which they treat you. You got to observe them and see what they do. You treat them the same way in which they treat you at all, you know, spin it on them and so forth. They can't handle it. But on the same note, is it really boils down to this. You got to handle your business and everything. And everything in what you just said and all, I was listening to you and everything, you were spitting the straight up truth. Brothers in this day and age, these young boys, they don't observe women. They don't sit back and observe them, because just like you said, is that they'll be checking you out. And if a brother, if he turned his head, he'll see them checking them out and always say, hi, you got a data point. That's in your corner. Don't jump at her right now and everything. Set her up just like she's setting you up.
Yeah, that's a real motherfucking talk. That's real shit, man, right? Are you 240? Are you from the DMV?
Yeah, I am. Like I said, man, you spit the real truth and all. Like I said, I wish more brothers would come in and, you know, and check you out and everything like that, because they'll learn a lot, especially these young boys.
But people don't want to know this kind of information, because it's forcing these guys to look at themselves and not look at the woman. And a lot of people don't want to look at themselves, brother. A lot of people don't want to look at that truth to realize that they're the fucking problem. It's not these goddamn women. These women ain't got nothing to do with the game, man.
This site game that has been run on these men and everything, that's why I'm always like this. Lay back, check everything out, observe.
Yes.
Don't shoot at them right then and there and all. You know, just observe them, figure them out.
Cause yes, sir.
I'm laughing about what you said, because these brothers don't know how to figure them out. And the thing probably about you and I is this. See, we got trained by, you know, older, you know, fellas when we were younger, dogs. And I was like, and I'm like, to myself, you know, I'm like, I don't believe that. Then I start observing, hit it right on the nose. And I start laughing. But this is another thing I want to keep holding up your time is this. In the 90s and the new millennium, it was easier for women, because I always said this. If you were a masculine man, they came after you. You had to beat them up for you and everything like that. And that's how we like figured it, because they were coming after us.
Right, but it's still like that today. And that's what I'm saying. I learned about Yak when my mentor made me stay in the closet. He's in the bed with this chick. He's saying some shit in her ear, and she's taking her clothes off. He ain't taking his clothes off. She's taking her clothes. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Yakology, man, spitting motherfucking game. But, you know, a lot of motherfuckers don't think that women can want to fuck guys. They don't think it can ever happen.
I'll tell you this, what I used to do also, which is funny, I would just be talking, you know, mad trash to chick, not even thinking about getting with them and all, just talking, you know, giving them a compliment, but y'all talking trash. Then they coming after me like, hey, you know what, you talking this trash, when you going to really push up on me? I'm like, man, I'm just trying to be a funny dude tonight and everything. But on the same note as this, that's what they like. And these young boys, They need to start putting this stuff back in their hard drive and just observe these women. Like I said, man, these brothers, they need to be talking to you, listening to you. They'll learn a lot.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. It's not just even observe the women. Listen to what the motherfuckers who get the pussy talk about, man. They just got to follow instructions. So, but, hey, 2-4, I appreciate that shit, man. Much love. Yeah, DMV, you know, we got to ride out. You know how we are in the DMV and shit. So, you know, much love to you, man. Yeah, you know, we homeboys, man. You know, we from the same spot. So, you know, that's what it is.
And by the way, I'm an undercover Dallas fan, you know, and I keep trying to act like I don't like him, but I do. Dak, he got to do his thing and all. Dak the man.
Yeah, you better bring your ass back home and shine your colors right, motherfucker. Come on, baby. Come on, man. All right. Thank you, 2-4, for them kind words. Okay, my brother. He crazy as fuck.
All right. Have a good one, right, bro.
All right. Thank you. I love this motherfucker. Thank you, 2-4. Much love to you. Respect to you, brother. Thank you so much. All right, guys. We're going to get to Bobby Axelrod right now. And what you're about to hear right now is this woman has disrespected him, okay? His woman disrespected him. And what Bobby is he's breaking down the thought process of why he has to do what he has to do. Okay? Y'all got to listen to this because then I'll play the video clip. But I want you to see this because this is how men think. We think and process. Because sometimes you get with a woman and you say, you know what? Man, I can probably cut for this woman. I can probably care for her. I can probably love this woman. Well, first of all, in the respect with her, but I could probably love this woman. I can probably take care of this woman. And Bobby's going to tell you all these things. But watch what happens. You got to listen to this. There's three clips. Let me see here. Check this out. Listen.
I need to know what you told yourself.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before y'all go, let me start this over. The woman fucked him over. Okay? The woman disrespected him. And he couldn't let it go because listen, guys, this is a woman that he really cared for that disrespected him. Now, Bobby got disrespected. Ghost had to let Angela go. So there's two types of pain that we're going to talk about that men have to go through, but you got to do it. OK, so this one you're looking at now is disrespect. OK, the next pain will be the pain of caring about a woman that you got to let go. We'll talk about the two pains because both of these things are something that's going to be a part of the lonely road that you're going to walk, okay? So the first one we're going to go after is Bobby Axelrod making that choice. Listen to this. Now the woman's coming to him like, why'd you do what you did? Listen to how he says this shit. Listen to this shit. It's cold.
I need to know what you told yourself.
I wanted to let it go. What you did by making that deal with Taylor. I wanted to think of it the way you said. Not as disloyal or an action against me, but as a practical solution to a problem that you, someone I loved, was faced with. And so that night I told you it was fine. I wanted it to be true. I laid there in bed next to you, and I just tried to breathe out the bad, breathe in the good. But with each breath, instead of peace, love, and understanding filling my lungs,
listen.
The old bile was there.
See? Hold on. Keep going, guys. The old bile. So now we're going to do it bit by bit. Now listen to what he's saying, okay? He tried to let it go because of his love for the girl, okay? She did a very disrespectful thing, but he tried to let it go. But the thing about a man, he cannot let go of disrespect. It will keep you up at night if you don't handle it. It will always be that thorn in your back that you just can't pull out if you don't take care of it. So what he's trying to tell y'all guys right now is that sometimes you try to let it go for the sake of the relationship. But because you are one with yourself, your warrior, your king, your name cannot let go disrespect. That's the bow. But I want you to listen to this shit because it gets deeper. Listen.
I stared at the ceiling. with you, sleeping next to me, beautiful and serene. I played out our relationship to its end. I thought about marriage.
Marriage?
Let it land for me that it actually was something I'd already assumed was going to happen. Us having kids together, too. I smiled at the notion. It was hopeful. Romantic. Kind of thought a normal man would be having. But then, I felt something go cold in me. And I knew the truth was in that cold.
Let's stop.
He just said it. When I looked at you in the bed, I looked at you, I thought about marriage. I can even see kids, and I can see a life with you, a long life with you, because as a man, when it comes to disrespect, and you look at the woman, when you're with somebody that's good, you can see things long term. You can see your relationship with the person, and you can see that you care for that person. You see that you can give that person a part of you that you don't give any women. You see it. But even in the beautiful painting that you see, the thing about having a standard and the thing about being a man and the thing about loving yourself and the thing about your king and your warrior and everything that you are, your laws, your rules, your codes and principles, there's going to be this cold. See, everything's beautiful, but there's going to be something in you that's going to open something up, and it's called the truth. Because what he said in that code was the truth, gentlemen. Now listen to what he says next. Check it out.
And I knew the truth was in that code, and that eventually it would turn hot to rage, and when it did, I would blow the whole fucking thing up, kids and all. Because sure, your choice was rational, but to me, it was traitorous. I wouldn't be able to live with it. I'd wreck everything we had over it. I would make you suffer tenfold for what I had suffered, especially if I waited without crushing Taylor, because by then Taylor would be rich and safe. So I decided, fuck it. Might as well get my revenge and rip the scab off this fucking thing between us at the same time. Then we'd be even too.
See that?
Each fucked over. Each aware of who the other really is.
See that?
But then we could find out what was still between us.
What's between us now is nothing.
So what he's saying to you, 3-1, I'll bring in. So what he's saying to you is that you fucked me over so bad, I'm willing to blow everything up over the fuck up, which he did. And now you will see that if you ever do anything like that to disrespect me, because what I always tell you guys, when a woman disrespects you, you got to let them know. Give your story. I always tell you, I don't deal with women talking to me about other motherfucking guys. Remember one woman tried to think she could talk to me about other guys. We were clicking pretty well, but I told her, don't you ever do that shit again. Don't you ever talk about another man around me like that. I'm not no bitch. And we stopped talking for a little while because there had to be a punishment for the answer. I'm not saying hit her or anything like that. It was the walk away. We were clicking, but I had to walk away and show her that if you do that again, I'm gone for good. But if we can get past that point and you understand what the fuck I am, and I know what the fuck you are, then we'll have a new starting point. But let me keep going. Hold on, let me grab this call real quick. 3-1, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, what's your question, man?
I have a question. You know, I've been divorced 20 years. And now I haven't, you know, since I got divorced, I kind of need an advice. My son listens to you guys every day, all day long. How did you go by actually at my age finding someone in my life that I, you know, now I've been thinking about it, I'm getting old. And when I got divorced, I was like 32 and I wanted to, you know, I didn't do anything. When I was younger, I was going out and all this stuff. And since soon as I got divorced, I never actually got involved with anybody. Like everything just went south. I don't know why.
Well,
and now that I'm trying to, everybody's like different. All the women that are my age, they're all don't want anything serious or anything. So what do you advise you give me at my age that I'm 59?
Okay, first off, well, let's take your age off the table.
I lost my way of talking to women. You know, it's been so long. Like, I don't even know what to say anymore. I feel like I'm too old. I don't look old. I look pretty good. You know what I mean?
Caller, one of my best clients, okay? He came in at 49 years old, okay? He came in at 49 years old, and he was dating 48-year-old women, 50-year-old women, 52-year-old women, because he thought that was the best he could do, okay? Once he began to start to get the coaching and the products and stuff, he all of a sudden started fucking 22 and 24-year-olds. And then after a point where he started to learn his value, he was smashing all the way from 22 all the way up to his age, and he became more of a gigolo, and he rode into the sunset just fucking women whenever he wanted to. So it has nothing to do with your age, my brother. It has to do with how you feel and think about yourself. See, your problem is you're looking for a relationship. A man doesn't look for anything. He just goes out and does what he does. And if a woman so happened to come in his view, he's just going to go after what he wants.
So I guess my mistake is that I'm thinking of finding someone that I can, to get married again because I'm lonely now, you know?
Right, because
that's not
going to
happen.
Right, because you're setting a bad standard for yourself because you're looking for marriage so bad that you're going to get willing to do just to anything to get married to somebody, and you can't do that as a man.
Right.
You got to learn how to become more of the standard. You got to learn how to communicate again, which you lost a long time ago, but you can learn all these things. But then once you learn these things, you still don't look for a relationship. You meet somebody, and you learn how to talk to them and tell them that I don't know if I want a relationship right now because I don't know you well enough, and that's the truth. I can't give you something and I don't even know you. I don't know anything about you. But by getting to know you, I can start to see things in you that maybe want to move towards a relationship. But you just don't come out and say, I'm looking for marriage. That's death. Don't you do that shit. Don't even come out and say, I'm looking for a relationship. Don't come out and say, I'm looking for pussy. You go out your house and enjoy your day. If you love your favorite food or you want to go out and get a drink or wine or something, you go out and do what it is you do. Women are everywhere. You're going to run into her. You just talk to her. But you talk to her as we're just meeting each other right now. We're not talking as far as I'm trying to get in a relationship with you. Does that make any sense, sir? 310, you there? Hello. Okay, well, I think he is there, but maybe his phone is moving. All right, 310, we'll just call back because we can't hear you. Hello, last time. All right. So, yeah, your phone's off. Yeah, your phone's off. Just call back, 310. Just call back, brother. But anyway, so Bobby told his girl, I want the marriage, I want the life with you and all this other stuff, but I can't do it because I got to fuck all this shit up because of the disrespect was so great. So this is what Bobby Axelrod did, gentlemen. I'm going to show you. This is what Bobby Axelrod did after he told old girl it was over. This was the final moment and decision he had to make. Watch this. Now, as you see, he's sitting there looking out the window. He knows it's time. He pulls up her name, pulls up her number, pulls up her down, and guess what? He knows he takes one deep breath, knowing he knows what he has to do, and he deletes the contact. Deletes the contact and moves the fuck on. Now, again, guys, here you go. See that? He deleted it, and he's done. Now, gentlemen, that's Bobby Axelrod. Okay, so remember, guys, the first one you're seeing right now is disrespect. Okay, that's the first thing you see now. When your man is disrespected, even though he may care for that woman, there has to be a moment where he has to make a tough decision of how bad is the disrespect? Is it bad enough where I got to leave you? Because disrespect is disrespect, guys. It's like, you know, a punch is a punch. If someone smacks you, you know, or hits you or does something physical, it's a physical harm. Regardless of how light or heavy it is, it's still the same thing. And that's why I always tell you that you got to be drama-free. You're not going to yell at me. You're not going to scream at me because I don't yell and scream at you. You're not going to treat me any old kind of way because I demand things out of myself and I demand things out of you. So that's the first level, gentlemen, Bobby Axelrod. So part of being lonely is going to be Bobby Axelrod because a lot of you guys, you're going to love that woman. Oh, Ghost is even worse. But you're going to love this woman. You're going to care about her, and you're going to see things in her. But as soon as she raises her voice, does anything disrespectful to you that warrants you got to cut her off, you see the difference between a man and a regular guy? The regular guy would let that shit slide. The regular guy would go to fucking marriage counseling and like, we're going to work this thing through. Fuck no. It's going to be one of the hardest things because it's saying that you're about to be alone. You're about to be by yourself. You're not going to have anybody to snug up against. You're not going to have anybody to talk to. You're not going to have anybody to share moments of your life with. And you've got to notice it, guys. I'm being honest with you. This is the dark side of being a fucking man. That when you get disrespected, she's gone. You're done. You wash your hands and you let her go no matter how bad the pain is. Because, guys, the pain is going to be bad. But the pain is much worse on Ghost side than it is Bobby Axelrod's side. And we're going to talk about that as well, guys. 515-605-9373 is the number. Let me check the lines real quick. All right, so let me go into Ghost. Now, Ghost had to do something like Bobby Axelrod, but it had nothing to do with disrespect. Sometimes you got to let somebody go, even though they're right for you, because you sometimes feel that, you know what? They might be better off with somebody else than be with you. Sometimes you know that you get with a good woman, right? You know she's good. And you know as a man that, you know what, shit, I'm really holding her back. She can find somebody else and probably be happy, which they can't. It never works, but sometimes you got to make a choice and decision. Now, this is not dealing with disrespect, but this is what I'm saying is when you meet somebody that you really beautiful body, ass, titties, everything's perfect. And out of the 10 rules that you have, she's probably hitting maybe 7 of them, 8 or 9 of them. But maybe it's that 10th law that you have that she fights you over. Let me give you an example. No friends, no male friends, right? Just give you an example. Most women will defend that position. I want my male friends. I knew, you know, Devontae or Chad or whatever for fucking, I grew up with them. I don't want to lose my, you know, and you're adamant by saying, look, if you want to be with me, no male friends. This is how it is. I'm just saying it one time. And if you keep fighting me on it, then you can have them and I know the answer. So sometimes, gentlemen, there's going to be a time where a decision has to be made. Now, it's not about disrespect. A decision has to be made based off of your standard. Because there might be, like, you might run into a woman that wants to be like Cardi B. She wants to always be on social media and shit, and she always wants to dress a certain way, and she doesn't know her place at the fucking table. It could be a million things. But you know that she is not upholding her end of the bargain when it comes to being with you. She's doing something that you don't approve of, and it's that one thing that you don't approve of could be the difference that's going to hurt you down the line with this person. That's why I always tell you, vetting these women, and women do this also, they vet. But also you got to understand it's going to be lonely. Now, this pain is going to be worse than Bobby Axelrod pain. Bobby Axelrod pain is based off of disrespect. This pain is based off of I've got to let you go because it's in my best interest to let you go because you're not following me. You want to lead me and you want to tell you want to be king. You want to tell me what I can do, what I can't do, where I can go. You want to try to run me and I can't be ran by nobody but me. So this is the what we call a king rule. Oh, I want to play Unique. Unique, I got to play that that message. And I'll probably play it later. I forgot Unique's message from the chick. I might play it later on. Let me see here. Let me see here. I'll play it tomorrow. So I'm just, but I want to let you go. This is the lonely road. Because it's going to be lonely. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be lonely. You're going to see a woman that is beautiful, sexy. She's got everything that you ever wanted. Perfect body, perfect curves, perfect hair, perfect face. She has the perfect job, and she's just perfect. But you know what? There's this one stickler. There's just something. Maybe she raises her voice, or maybe she tries to withhold sex from you to punish you. I don't know what it is because I don't know your life. But I'm saying that there's going to be something that's going to happen that you are going to have to let her go because even though she does 7 things right or maybe 8 or 9 things right, that one thing is going to be the beginning of the end of you down the line and you know it. And you have to let her go. And I'm going to show you, we're going to go through ghosts now because I want y'all to understand. Bobby Axelrod let his woman go based off of disrespect. Ghost is letting her off because he's got to let her go. And you're going to see pain in a man who really loves his. This is the pain you're going to feel. I'm telling you guys right now. Because I know how you, when you get a beautiful woman, you're not going to want to let her go. But when you become more of a man and you're like, damn, I don't want to let her go, man. Fuck, I got to do it. I don't want to do it, but I got to do it. I don't want to do it, but it has to be done. And hey, God, give me a second, guys, because I'll show you. I'll show you my example of a ghost. I'll give you my example, my one example of a ghost. If you want one example of your boy, because I had to do a ghost too, I'm telling you. Every man's going to have to do this shit, man. This is my one example of a ghost, her right here. She's from Kabul, Afghanistan. This is her now, but back then she was a bad motherfucker back then. But this is her right now. I'm showing you right now. I had to do a ghost. She was beautiful. All these things. I had to do a ghost. I'm telling you, it's one of the hardest things that you're going to have to do, but it has to be done. And there's going to be pain. And that's just going to hit you in your stomach. It's just going to knock you down. But you suffer. But what you'll realize in the pain comes the strength. Because as a man, we're going to feel pain. But in the pain, gentlemen, there's going to be strength that's going to lift you up even when you feel like you can't get up. Because this kind of pain is going to knock you down. And the pain that I'm saying for a lot of you guys, for some of you guys, You haven't been hurt yet by a woman yet, okay? You haven't been hurt. I was lucky enough to get mine out the way at 14 or 15. I got hurt. I got that shit out of the way. Y'all know my story about that shit. But what I'm saying is you got to go through the hurt, but you got to go through this pain of letting go somebody that you feel like, man, she's just so perfect, man. I can deal with the bullshit. I don't want to let her go. But you know what you got to do. So what you're going to see right now is Ghost letting go of his girl. And what you're going to see is holding serve. But remember I told you guys, never let them see you sweat. Never let them see you cry. Never let them see you hurt. Do that shit on your fucking time. This is a great lesson that you're going to learn. He's going to hold this, he's going to hold it down. But when he goes to that door, that's when the pain is going to hit his ass. Best thing about this is you're going to see what a man does when he's down. This is rejection and all that shit that y'all fuckers worry about. You're going to see when a man is in pain. You get to see pain in a man. But you'll also see how a man handles that shit. All right? Let's go to Ghost. Here we go, guys. Watch this. So Ghost, right there, as you can see, he's got to do it. He's like, man, she's begging it. She's begging him, don't let me go. Because, guys, they are going to beg you. They're going to tell you, don't let me go. I love you. Don't let this one thing ruin us. I know you love me. I know you care about me. I know you care about us. And this is something that we can get past. I know it. And they're going to try to say whatever the fuck they want to say. And you know that you got to stay on point of what you do. This is the walk away. Some of the hardest things to do. But again, he's got to walk away. The hardest thing a man's going to do right here, and I want you to watch it. He walks away, and here comes the pain. Because the pain is going to make him want to open that door back up. The pain is going to make him want to come back and hold her and make everything right. The pain that you're going to go through. He is going through the pain right now. Because, guys, I'm telling you, I'm being real with y'all. I'm not fucking lying. I'm telling y'all. This is part of being lonely right here. Here's the pain. He wants to open that damn door, and he wants to get back at her. But he feels the pain. He's going through his moment that all you motherfuckers are going to go through because you're going to have to let some beautiful, bad piece of ass go. And it's going to hurt, and it's going to be tough. But here we go. This is where the strength comes in. He forgets the pain. He shakes that fucking shit off. He takes a deep fucking breath. He gets his tie together, wipes his motherfucking mouth. And as a man, he sets himself up and he moves the fuck on. That's what the fuck is going to be lonely. You're going to feel something. I'm not saying you're not. Because a lot of you guys, when you get in this thing and you start to talk to beautiful women, a lot of you guys are going to be so shocked that, oh, my God, I'm talking to a beautiful woman. I'm not going to let her go. She's so beautiful. Oh, my God. She's so pretty. She's so beautiful. I've never had a beautiful woman like this before in my life. But even in that woman being beautiful, she might disrespect you. And that's when you got to make that decision. It's not going to be the best decision in the world. It's going to hurt. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to let go. But you're going to have to shake that shit off. But what y'all can see now is that this is part of being lonely because the road you're going on is something nobody can go on but yourself. And you have to understand if they disrespect you, they're gone. And if they can't ride with you the way you want them to, they're gone. You must be able to walk the fuck away. If you can't do it, you'll never make it as a man. Got to be able to walk away, guys. All right, let me get to the thing. I'm sorry. I know I was running my mouth long on this one. But I thought that was a very, very important question. So let me keep going down to see if anybody has a question and stuff. Let me see any questions. Just put a Q in there. I'm just checking the line real quick, see if anybody got any questions. Give me a second, guys. I'm scrolling down for Mr. Question, and I don't see it. Just ask it again. Put a Q in there, and I'll definitely do that, okay? I just want y'all to see that because – you're going to hurt, okay? You're going to hurt. And in that hurt and in that pain, it's going to be lonely. You're going to feel like no one's there for you because please understand this, guys, and I just want to say one more thing about this lonely thing. When you cross the street, there's no one you can talk to about the pain that you're going through making a decision, because everybody cannot relate to you, and you're going to feel that much alone because there's no outlet for you to say something to somebody. Because if you talk to a regular guy, he can't understand that shit. Because you know what the regular guy's going to say? Go fight for your girl. Go back. Win her over. It's not too late. Go ahead and kiss her ass and make things right. You don't want to hear that shit. Because it's like, wait a second, dude, I just told you she disrespects you. You know what the average guy's going to say? Well, all couples fight, and all couples don't get along. So, you know, just work it out. That's what me and my girl do. You don't want to hear that shit. You don't want to hear that shit. But when you start to get around real pipe hitters, they're going to say, you know, I feel what you're saying, big dog. You know, I'm here for if you want to talk. And they're going to shut the fuck up. And that's going to be it. That's going to be it. So I'm saying that loneliness is going to hit you in two different ways. And it's at these moments that it's going to show you what kind of man you are. Because if you allow someone to walk all over your ass and you still with them, you ain't really a fucking man. And if you let someone disrespect you and shit, and you let that shit slide, I'm telling you, you ain't a motherfucking man. If you are friends with a lot of women, okay, now Johns, whoa, stop right there, Johns. There's no such thing as a woman friend. And if you are friends with women, then you're the fucking problem. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense, okay? Doesn't make any sense, okay? I'm just saying that, okay? That doesn't make any sense, so let me go from that point. That doesn't make any sense. If you hang out with women, then you're the fucking problem. Because if you're hanging out with women and not smashing any of these women, the problem is you, brother. The problem is you. Let me keep going. Just see, yeah, I missed Tecmo Bowl. Yeah, I was just saying some games and shit. So if you got a question, I'm just going down the thing. Look, put a cue, guys. Y'all can call in 515-605-9373. If you got a question, just put a cue in there, and I will definitely answer any questions that you have. But these are things that nobody's going to talk to you about because a lot of men cannot understand the pain, okay? Pain. Cal 1, which of my weaknesses should I work on first? Well, Cal, I don't know what your fucking weaknesses are, dog. I can't tell you what to work on first. If there's anything I would tell a man, okay, you know, it's funny. I watch these do-it-yourself TV shows, okay? And on these do-it-yourself TV shows, it's like a flip-flop house. You know, they got a fucked-up-ass house. And they're about to flip it, so they got to go in there and find out what's wrong with the house. See, when somebody purchases somebody else's house, they purchase things that are on the outside that they think they have to just do makeup or cosmetic fixes. But sometimes when they really look at the bones of the house, the foundation and structure of the house, sometimes they've got to work on the structure of the house before they can do any kind of cosmetics, meaning that, I'm just giving you an example. Like a couple will say, well, we have $100,000 to spend on renovations. I want a brand new bathroom, and I want a brand new bedroom, and I want a brand new kitchen and all this stuff. And now I got the money to spend it, right? Well, sometimes, y'all got to watch these things. It's fucking amazing. Sometimes after they look at the bones of the house, they say this, look, here's your problem. The problem is the foundation of the house is sinking. And if you don't fix this, then it's going to cause more damage later on. Well, how much is it to fix it? $60,000 out of the $100,000, right? And they're like, well, what's wrong with my game? I want my kitchen. Well, you can't have it because of the structural damage. See, the structural damage is not a cosmetic. See, the things that's cosmetic is how you change the kitchen, the living room and dining room and outside. Those are cosmetic changes. That means that when people walk in, they can see the change because it's a cosmetic. But when they go in the foundation and they have to clean that shit up, nobody sees that because it's buried deep. It's the structure. So what happens is they hate that, but it's got to get fixed. So that means I've got to lose something in order to fix something that is not, I don't feel it's going to help me. But what I, the reason why I say that is because I always tell you guys, the first thing you've got to fix is your confidence. That's your struggle. See, confidence is a ugly fix, because the kind of confidence I'm giving you is sexual confidence, not the basic confidence y'all motherfuckers trying to get. But it's a ugly fix, because it's not cosmetic, because it's not going to get you women right now. The ugly fix of the confidence we're trying to tell you, teach you first, is to start to have the confidence in yourself versus showing women you have confidence. Because you can't show a woman you have confidence if you ain't got it yourself. That's where a lot of you guys go wrong. See, a lot of you guys think because I have some confidence, you don't really have any at all. That's what y'all don't want to listen to. And that's the ugly fix that you have to fix. See, the cosmetics are what a woman is going to see once you fix that. Once you fix you, they will then see the cosmetics of who you are. But you, it's a ugly fix working on yourself, because that means that, damn, I'm not really working to, you know, chop it up with women. I'm working out to take all the bad information I have, all the fucking poisonous information I have, all the bad wiring, all the weeds. I've got to go in me and I got to deconstruct all that. I got to take rid of all that shit. And that takes time, because it's not cosmetic. It's what we call an ugly fix. And if it's an ugly fix, the women are not going to see your journey that you're taking with yourself, because you're working on you. You're doing a work on me. So I got to, that, I mean, that's the first. Your confidence is everything, because your confidence attaches to every fucking move you make. There's not one move that you make with a woman that doesn't have confidence attached to it. That's why it's the most ugliest fix, because the first thing that one must do is he's got to come to the realization that he knows nothing. I know nothing. And what I've learned about myself is that I've been teaching myself to lie to myself. I don't know shit about the game. I don't know nothing about women. I don't know how to, I know nothing. And I have to come in with a clean slate. That means I got to get rid of all that PUA jargon. I got to get rid of all these motherfucking YouTubers, because I'm going to explain something to you guys that's very important to understand. Listen. I always tell you guys, hold on, let me show you, hold on, let me give you, I can give you the example because I got this shit right here. I can show you in this analogy. See this right here? This is what you call your confidence. Now, see, your confidence isn't full. You have a little confidence. That means your little bit of confidence is when you go to work, it's here. When you drive a car, it's here. When you take care of your business or walk or whatever you're doing, you have confidence, gentlemen. But it's not where a man's is. A man's confidence is all the way up here and it's overflowing. You have confidence, but your confidence is not at its full capacity. Now, I don't have anything I wish I had something to show you. Yeah, I got it. Fuck it. So if this is your confidence, okay, and this penny is poison. This penny is lies, manipulation, unaccountability, vulnerability, blame, you name from the YouTube, whatever it is, and it's just a little drop of it. No matter what it is, if it goes here, if it's in the poison, it changes the structure of this and it works from the inside out and does more damage to you. That's why a lot of you guys, when you go to these YouTubers that don't know shit about the game, all you're doing is dropping pennies of poison into your confidence that stifles it. It doesn't grow. It just stays where it's at, because the poisonous information you're getting is stopping you from your growth. Okay, so that's how you got it. That's how you got to look at it. So it's the most ugliest, boring. It's just time, man. But it's the best thing in the world because everything you do is connected to confidence. Everything you do, especially with a woman. So right now, and this goes back to flirt the fuck. This is why flirt the fuck, guys, y'all understand about the impacts and stuff. When you get flirt the fuck, you'll understand how deep this shit is because you need more understanding of what you do. But I'm not going to give all that out, but I'm just wanting y'all to know that it's a ugly fix. It's not cosmetic because you got to work on yourself. You got to go in there and get all the bad shit out. You got to clean up all the damn poisonous shit. You got to get out there. You have to do so much cleaning that it's going to feel like it's going to take forever because you're going to be like, well, damn, man, it still ain't getting me no women. Fuck this. I'm going to just go back to the YouTubers and you just fuck up even worse. So it's got to be a work on you first before you work on women because the confidence is coming from your thought. It's not coming from your clothes. It's not coming from anywhere but here. And if your thought is not going to connect to everything you do in a positive way where you give no fucks, that's where you're going to have the problem, gentlemen. So you got to look at it. It's the ugliest change in the book. But it's the first change I would say every man needs to make. Because if you have, now I'm explaining this to you, because a lot of guys lie to themselves. They say, well, I got confidence. Well, I got a little bit of confidence. Well, you either have it or you don't, gentlemen. That's the bottom line. Because, most people say, well, yeah, I have confidence, but, seeing that but shows you why you don't have confidence. I can talk to women sometimes. See that? Sometimes I can talk to women and sometimes I can't. Then you don't have confidence because you should be able to build the fuck your feelings. I don't give a fuck about you. But it only starts with building that structure inside of you. Once you build that structure, the change is going to happen. But I keep telling y'all, you will be the last to know. Everybody else around you will begin to see the change in you, man. So let's get to the next one. Get to this one right here. If you can be a game king through sex, fucking multiple, can you be a game king through her heart, love, romance, and multiple hearts? Let me see. You can be a game king through sex, fucking multiple. Can you be a game through your heart and love? But see, J-Dog, this is the problem. See, you're talking about fucking her pussy between her legs versus fucking the one between her mind. And that's your problem. Just because you're getting pussy doesn't make you a fucking man. Just because you smashing a fucking woman doesn't make you a man, dog. It's because you sliding up in some ass doesn't make you a motherfucking man. But when you tap into that pussy between her ears and she starts to do things for you and show you that, you know what, I want to honor you and be with you, that's when you win. But, you know, you can't – most of you guys will never be where you need to be as men because you want pussy so bad. You're not willing to do the work it's going to take to get women to want to fuck you because I can't teach you how to fuck women because that's beneath me. I don't teach you that shit. Y'all should know that by now. I don't teach y'all shit. I don't even know what the fuck that's about, fucking doing that shit. Let's keep going. All right, let's go here. Let's keep going. Another question. Here we go. Me and this motherfucker right here. When your wife tells you her past relationships are none of your business, should you leave immediately? My brother. The only reason she should leave immediately. No, you shouldn't leave immediately. She should be leaving you because why the fuck are you asking about shit that you shouldn't be giving a fuck about? Why do you guys feel like you need to ask a woman who she used to fuck? Why do you guys feel, what is so, and listen, please listen to me, brother. You will never know her count unless she's a porn star. If she's a porn star, you can put in her DVDs and her tapes. And you go, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And then you go to, you get the last one. You be like, 5,897, 5,888. That's the only way. Why would you? Okay, this is even worse. You're not even asking about her count. Why are you asking about other fucking men? What? See, people take manhood the wrong way. Y'all think y'all should walk away, but what the fuck? She should be walking away from you, man. You never ask a woman about her past relationships because you shouldn't be giving a fuck. I don't give a fuck about your past because I'm about to be your future and your present. I can't go back and change what you have done. So listen, and if your wife tells you it's none of your business, all right? We got two problems here. We have two problems here. There are two problems with this thing. You're in a disrespectful relationship, number one. Your wife doesn't respect you as a man. That's number one. But number two, I see why she doesn't respect you, because you're asking her about other motherfucking, why are you asking your supposed wife about other guys? But why are you asking about other guys now that you're married to her? Shit doesn't make any sense, guys. This is why y'all don't win. This is why it doesn't work out for you, man. You're not supposed to ask a woman about how many, I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't care because there's nothing you can do about it. And the worst thing about it is you ain't going to do shit. If you ask your girl, like, hey, baby, how many guys? 400 guys. You really going to walk away? Bitch, you ain't going nowhere. Y'all stop playing gangster. You motherfuckers ain't strong enough to walk away. Because if you were strong enough to walk away, you wouldn't be asking them damn questions. You just would walk away. Come on, N Dog. You can't be doing that, brother. All right, let me get to the next one. See Tater Flaps. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Question, can you be confident or not? You are or you're not. I tell you guys all the time, you've never met half a doctor. You never met half a gangster. You never met half of an airport pilot, You've never met any of these people before. And the only reason why you have never met these people before is because they would never be in that position if they were just half-ass. Confidence is something you must work on 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and even on Sunday when you're beginning this. Because if you have, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, gentlemen. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. Let me get the Tater Flaps. Tater Flaps says, my girl hugged and kissed her half-cousin goodbye on the lips in front of me. I didn't think anybody, well, Tater, come on, dude. Look. I say this to y'all with love because I don't think you understand what I'm here for. My thoughts don't matter. Fuck my thoughts. Fuck my feelings. You shouldn't worry about what the fuck I think because I'm not you. You're not me. And I'm never going to tell you about something and say, what are your thoughts? You don't do, men don't do that shit. The question, Tater Flaps, is what the fuck are you going to do, man? I can't tell you what my thoughts are because you and I are two totally different motherfuckers, man. And if she kisses her cousin on the lips, I ain't threatened by that shit. And if she goes away with some other dude, I'm not threatened by that shit. Because there's too much pussy out here to worry about one woman that's not complying with your fucking ass, man. That's what I'm saying to y'all, man. Let's see here. Wait, so what do you say? Can you talk about body count, though? You guys got to get off of YouTube, man. Y'all got to stop following people, man. Y'all got to stop following people that have duped you into thinking body count is important. Y'all got to get off that shit, man. Y'all got to get off that shit. Telling y'all right now. Get off of that horse while you can before you get caught up in that shit. Just telling y'all right now, before you get caught up, change the game. You got to change that shit. All right, let me see your next one. Let's keep going. Shit. Put me on, man. Wait, are you on a link? Wait, let me see here. Let me check the line. Sorry. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. Let me check the lines. I'm sorry, guys. Let me bring in 520-332-6609. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize. I'm answering questions. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. 520, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, man. So I asked you a question early on. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I'm listening, sir. What's up?
Oh, okay. So I asked the question earlier about how do you deal with low points and loneliness sometimes. And the reason why I ask is because I'm being completely honest with you. So I went on a date with this girl. Everything went fine. And, like, it's weird because I'm out here talking to different girls and I'm learning the game. And this is the first time I've been in a date where it actually went well. And for some reason, I'm worried about the second date. And I know I shouldn't think like that at all. But I don't know why I'm thinking like that. And I know it's about confidence, and I'm really working emotional. On that. So.
I'm just saying, you're emotional. It's no knock on you. You're just emotional right now. See, a lot of you guys do, what do they say, one step forward, two steps back. You're so happy that you got a pretty girl that you don't even believe that you got her because you don't believe in yourself. So you're more worried about losing her than moving forward without her. So you got to get hope, shit, man. You gotta be willing to learn how to walk away and give yourself more love, man. You're not going to win with this. Worrying about you're worrying too much, and that worry may show when you're with her. Because you're going to try to be so perfect. You're going to be tippy-toeing on your answers, and you're going to be thinking, oh, my God, let me say this instead of that. There's too much pressure on you doing that, man. You gotta accept that you talk to pretty women. And if you lose that one, there's one right around the corner, okay? That's how you got to look at it, okay?
I got you. Appreciate it.
All right, much love to you, brother. Thanks for the call. Area code 332 and then 609 next. 332, sorry for the wait, sir. What's your question?
Hey, no problem, man. What's up, Steve?
Thank you.
I just want to ask a question. How you can deal with the situation of not being disrespect, but mistreated by a family member, especially like parents or brothers or something?
Let me ask a question. How do you handle somebody who's not a family member disrespecting you? How do you handle that?
Like friends or random people? I mean, just or walk away, or maybe, I don't know, it depends. Could be like a bad situation.
Okay, I got you. Tell me about disrespect. What disrespect are you getting from, tell me something that
Not a disrespect, just like a situation when like somebody's like, for example, last week I was talking to my mother, and she just talked with a tone that I didn't like, but I wasn't like going on like.
What happened? What did she say? What did she say?
No, just she didn't say like some bad thing, but just the way she said it, I didn't like that, so I wasn't.
What did she say? What did she say, brother? What did she say?
I forgot honestly, but I just remember that.
Okay.
I forgot what exactly
saying,
what she
said. Okay, brother, what I'm saying to you is this: is I don't care who it is. If they're disrespecting you, you have a right to say, don't talk to me that way. Don't treat me this way. And if you continue doing it, then I'm going to have to reassess our relationship. You're allowed to say that. When I tell you got to be willing to walk away, you better be willing to walk the fuck away.
Okay.
That goes for everybody. Look, I love you, Mom. But you cannot talk to me that way because I'm not your child anymore. I'm a man, and I'm asking you to treat me like one. But if you feel that you need to talk to me that way, then I'm going to slowly back the fuck out of this relationship because you're not going to talk to me this way. I'm never going to – I don't let anybody talk to me this way. Anybody. Nobody, man. Fuck that.
Honestly, I did check her respectfully, and she knows that she messed up, and I was just like nice, and the way I handled it was gentle. But right now, like 3 or 4 days, I haven't called her, but I don't want to take this like very personally. So I was just asking you in the future, do we have to address this situation and speak about it? Like, yeah,
it depends. I'm saying it depends. If she does the same behavior, it's got to be addressed.
No, it doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen all the time.
I'm not a some of the time man. I'm sorry. I'm an all the time man. So that means and I got you 609, 1 second. That means if the behavior continues, see, this is what I do to women, and this is what I do to anybody. If you disrespect me, I'm going to call you on a disrespect, and then I'm going to tell you if you do that shit again, this is what's going to happen, and that's it. This is it. If you do this again, this is what's going to happen. If you do this again, I ain't fucking with you no more, basically. I'm telling you, like, and I'm not talking about my boys. I mean, I'm talking about parents. I'm talking about someone tries to guilt me into shit, or, you know, your mom's like, well, I don't want to hear that shit, Mom. Mom, you can't tell me about women. You can't tell me about how to change my house. When you come over my house, you respect my house like a man. Don't come in here trying to tell me to move my furniture around, all that shit. I'm going to kick you out of my house. Don't do that, Mom, because I'm not your boy anymore. So if it keeps going, I'm going to have to readjust our relationship. Do you see what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
So all I'm saying to you, I'm about to get 609, what I'm saying is don't just say don't do it. Let her know, or whoever it is, let them know their action that's going to come from them doing it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Once you do that, you're good to go, okay?
Nah, thank you, man. Thank you, Steve.
All right, respect to you, brother. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much, sir. Area code 609, sorry for the long wait. Let me bring you in. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, big bro? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm living in your world, fam. You got it, brother. Thanks for the call. What's up?
Hey, this is Nani Ibrahim El. I posted the question about my wife.
Yes.
In her past relationship. So my perspective.
Why?
Yeah,
talk to me.
Now my perspective on what I had said was more from the disrespect.
Wait, let's back up. What disrespect? What is her past? What does the disrespect got to do with her past relationships? That's what I don't understand. What's going on?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, because that should not be a concern of mine. And initially it wasn't. We had been married Actually, we're separated for like a month and a half now.
Okay.
Which I'm completely relieved and I'm happy. But initially I didn't really care, but because I allowed myself to be involved in a situation where I wasn't respected for who I was, you know, I started to feel like that. So it was a time that I asked her something, and that's what she told me. Plus, I allowed to have male friends, which is something that I was completely against. Excuse me if you hear noise in the background, because you know, I'm helping my father. I didn't think that I was going to be on the phone doing this at the same time. But you know, so at the time that I asked her that, that's the answer that I got. And it was very disrespectful. It came from a very disrespectful place. Hello?
You can't do that shit. Whatever you're creating is just a fantasy and dangerous.
I'm waiting right now. 609, I don't know why you keep calling. Dude, I can't help you, man. Go find somebody else. I cannot help you. I cannot help you. I'm not going to talk to a guy that asks his wife about other men. I don't want to hear that shit. Let me keep going. 515-601. All right, we got about 12 minutes for y'all guys. Let's see here. I want to meet a woman. Not a fan on dating apps. I'm studying to become an electrician. And he played... See, okay, you're new, so I'm going to help you out. If I want to meet a woman, I will close my fucking eyes and do my 1-tay, 2-tay, 3-tay, 4-tay, 5-tay, 6-tay, 7-tay, or my mama told me to pick this one, and these are my choices. I can go online to meet a woman if I want to, or I can walk out my damn door and meet a woman. But y'all are making all these fucking excuses. The problem is y'all are going out your damn door looking for a fucking woman. Y'all are going out your door looking for pussy. You're going out your door looking for a relationship. You're going out your door looking for a marriage, and you can't do that. Just go out your fucking door. Women are everywhere. They're everywhere. And the only way you're going to see that is stop trying to make it about finding a woman, finding a relationship, or finding sex, because it's going to add extra pressure to you. You see what I'm saying? It's going to add extra pressure to you. Don't do that shit. But also, man, look, close, you got to be a fan of everything. As a man, I don't care if it's a WhatsApp, I don't know, what is it, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, whatever app shit y'all have, Tinder, we all swipe, or that Bumble shit. I don't give a fuck what it is. I am the one constant in that situation. And what I'm saying to you guys, as the one constant in that situation, that it's about me. It's how I present myself to the woman on Bumble, Tinder, Facebook, wherever I'm at. I've got to present myself the same way to everybody, because it's about me, man. It ain't about the situation. Fuck that shit. I ain't going to fuck about that situation shit. Let me see here. Let's get to the next one. All right. If you could summarize this channel one word, what would it be? Can someone please tell me why he loses? Y'all tell me. Class participation moment. Tell me why this motherfucker would never be a man. Somebody just tell me. Anybody. I don't care. Tell me why this statement tells you why he would never get any pussy. Can somebody please tell me? Anybody. Anybody. Somebody tell me real quick. Please. Somebody tell me. Somebody please tell me real quick, why is this motherfucker never going to get any pussy? Why the fuck do you care, man? Why the fuck do you care what this channel's about, motherfucker? You ain't fucking. You ain't no pussy. You ain't even licking any booty, motherfucker. You ain't doing none of that shit. You want to know what the champ... Motherfucker, you, hey, you this close, man. Either shut your ass up and learn, or take your fucking ass on and get around a bunch of booty motherfuckers that want to talk about channels and shit. Fuck out of here, man. Let me see. Studying on my grind. Your grind, you're studying book smarts. You're not studying street smarts. I'm glad that you're studying to get your education, but what are you doing to get your education on them sexy ass women? What are you doing to get your education about them sexy, round ass, nice titties? What work are you doing to get them? You can do all the book smart shit you want to do, but you get your ass in front of a beautiful woman, you're going to buckle the fuck up, brother. So you can't meet women because you don't have a sense of self. You don't have a standard. You don't have any laws, rules, codes, principles, mission statements, legacy statements, vision statements. You don't have anything to represent you, brother. You don't have anything out there to represent you. Hold on a sec. See something real quick. Okay. All right. All right. Okay. Anyway, I got to get ready to go, guys. I'm about to get off. We're gonna wrap this thing up and grab a few more questions. Time is... Okay, yeah, it's like 1:45, so we're going to wrap this shit up. We're going to do something tomorrow, but let me finish up with these last few questions. We're going to wrap this shit up. But what I'm saying to you guys at the end of the day, let me see if I got any facts. All right, so I appreciate you guys. We did a good four-hour show. And, guys, y'all need me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com.